Well, obviously, great sadness that we're never going to see this maestro in action again. I think we all suspected that would be the case at the end of this IPL, but to actually see it articulated for the first time, it's made all of us reflect on what an amazing career he's had and how much impact he's had on the game of cricket across the whole world, never mind just Hampshire and Australia and the other teams that he's played for. He has been a true legend, and he'll always be remembered that way, I'm sure.
As someone who knows him personally, how hard a decision do you think this was for him?
Oh, I mean, I think Shane has always known the right time. His timing has always been immaculate. Some people might say that he always goes a little early, leaves people wanting a bit more. I think he's probably known that this was going to be the outcome for some time, and he's chosen his time to make it public. So I don't think he'll have agonised. I think he'll have known exactly what he wanted to do, and he'll have done it quite decisively.
Now, his time at Hampshire will be remembered for lots of reasons. What will you remember it for?
Well, I mean, he was responsible, firstly, for helping us to change the culture of the club, to turn us into a winning club from just a competing club, if you like. He made some of the players that previously hadn't believed in themselves believe in themselves. He brought a spirit and a style to the club that hopefully has pervaded since his departure. And he's always been a champion of Hampshire. He's always been in touch with us, even since he's stopped playing for us. He's taken a great interest in what we've been doing, and we're going to miss that a great deal.
It says a lot for his professionalism that he still gets in touch with certain players and finds out how things are going and gives people advice still.
It's unbelievable. He still always knows our scores as well. It's sometimes before I do, you know, and he'll be texting me sometimes to say that, oh, I see that Dibby's out or something. I hadn't even known it. So, yeah, he takes a fantastic interest in this. And, of course, St Kilda, his original club, and Australia and Rajasthan Royals. He just has an amazing capacity for loyalty to the people that he's played for.
And just a word on his professionalism, because I've always felt that the lifestyle image in the media didn't truly reflect how hard he worked or how much of a professional he was as a cricketer.
Well, of course it didn't. I mean, well, as you know, the media will portray what they want to portray about somebody. Shane Warne was just one of the most professional players that ever played the game, and he didn't become as good as he was by accident. It was by pure application, practice and determination. You know, the fact that he lived his life in a different way as well, it was just by the way, you know, an awful lot of work and sacrifice went into becoming the best spin bowler the world's ever seen.
And that example is a legacy for a lot of the cricketers left here.
Well, I think that does shine on. I mean, all of our players recognise that you have to make sacrifices to become the best. You know, you have to really give it everything you've got. And I think if there was one motto from Shane Warne, that was it. You give everything you've got. And that way you should come out on top.
And just finally, as somebody who's followed the game for a lot of years and loves the sport and knows a lot of people in the sport, how do you think, as a bowler, we should remember him and where do we put him?
Well, for me, he was the best spin bowler that's ever played the game. His impact on the game was incomparable by anybody else. He changed games. He changed results. Sometimes some even lost causes could be won by Shane Warne. It wasn't only his bowling. His charisma grew as a result of the brilliance of his performances. And so he sometimes changed matches just by sheer volume of personality. I hope that we'll have the opportunity later this season to remember Shane Warne's career in a special event, which hopefully he'll come over and attend for us, and that everybody in Hampshire will have one last opportunity to have a chat with the man who will be a legend for the rest of Hampshire's history.
Just finally, any details on that, or is it just something you're formulating having found this out, do you think?
No, we are working, we have been working for some time on having a tribute event for Shane, and hopefully it'll be around about the end of June, and we'll get information to the public as quickly as we possibly can about when this will be.